have Staff Sergeant Sean Eaton with Troop C of the New Hampshire State Police talking about the final weeks, the final days of the Toys for Tots campaign, the remainder of events, the locations you can drop stuff off, including Auto Fair Honda in Manchester and the Auto Fair locations, as we talk about getting those the spirit of giving and the toy drive, getting to the kids. Staff Sergeant, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
And I think we also we might have someone from our great friends at Service Credit Union. I don't know if Sean's going to be joining us as well, but I'm going to start with you, Sergeant. Tell us about the final few weeks and how people can get some of these toys to the Marines and to the kids and families.
Yeah, we're very excited to partner with the Service Credit Union, and we are winding down our Stuff a Cruiser campaign. Our last couple events are coming up. We have two of them on Saturday. Saturday, December 2nd, 10 to 2 at the Walmart in Rochester, and then Saturday at 9 to 3 at the Walmart up in Guilford. And then we're going all the way until December 9th when we'll be delivering our toys to the Marines. If you
can't
make either of those dates, then all of our DOS facilities, all of our troop barracks, the DMV, Marine Patrol and State Police Headquarters, you can always drop off toys there.
I think it does two things, Sergeant, and maybe you can amplify and comment on this. I think it helps humanize the folks in law enforcement, the men and women of the state police, as well as the United States Marines. You know, the image of a United States Marine, a lot of these recruiters that work on the Toys for Tots campaign, and you'll see them out there in their dress blues with a white hat and one of the sharpest uniforms on the planet, my humble opinion. Then you see a New Hampshire State Trooper. But at the end of the day, many of you are family people, and to be able to do this for the kids and get these toys, it must be a pretty, I think it helps connect people, you know, in law enforcement, military, with the rest of us to show that we're all in the same game together to give back and do good, correct?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better myself. I definitely look forward to this event every year. I've been involved with it the last 6 years that we've been doing it. And it's a chance to get out there and just, put a smile on people's faces. Our military members and law enforcement, we get into these careers for our love of a desire to serve the community. And this is just one other way that we can do it and just see the generosity of the public. It's just an amazing experience.
Sergeant Eaton with Troop C, New Hampshire State Police, if you can stay with us. J-Dog, do we have Sean as well with Service Credit Union? Well, my sources tell me, Sean, that you and the sergeant went shopping together. Is that true yesterday for toys?
That is correct. We were at Toy City in Keene yesterday, where we picked up about $10,000 worth of toys together.
What's that like? That sounds like one of these reality shows. Go spend $10,000 on toys for kids. It must have been a blast in terms of doing some good.
It really is. There's not a lot of things you can do in your work life that are more rewarding than that. We have fun, and you kind of walk around the store, and there's, the amount of boxes you end up in the end, it's really quite comical as you're loading them into the vehicle to take them back. But, it's a program that is very rewarding, and you're helping kids. You're helping the amazing program put on by the New Hampshire State Police, and then we're also helping these local businesses, which is really what makes it so special to us, is those three opportunities to make the community a little bit better.
Well, Sean, I have to be honest and candid, full disclosure, I'm a huge fan of Service Credit Union. I love the overall story of how you started, how you've grown. Your team, starting with your CEO, have been so supportive of the community, but especially veterans in particular, year-round, by the way. And I know the New Hampshire State Police, because a week or so ago we were celebrating our 15th anniversary, Sergeant. You get a kick out of this with the colonel and the team at Auto Fair of our weekly segment, which this is. This is the only, Sean, you may not know this, this is the only weekly segment where people in public law enforcement can have a chance to come on and talk about the good they do, the different careers, the jobs they do on any network of news talk stations in the country. There's no other weekly segment on a commercial network of stations dedicated to people in law enforcement and the state police. We've been doing it 15 years, and we celebrated that last week at Auto Fair Honda in Manchester, and we were talking there and the colonel and the team about how much they've enjoyed partnering, working with Service Credit Union and your team, Sean, and the Marines to make this one of the biggest Toys for Tots campaigns in years. So I just wanted to relay that to you.
Thank you very much. I mean, one, we love that you offer that to the Hampshire State Police, because as you noted earlier, it helps humanize them, because they're doing such amazing work every single day, and it's hard to see that sometimes. But the feeling is 100% mutual. We love working with them, whether it's Staff Sergeant Eaton Lieutenant Vincent Grieco, who was also with us yesterday, Amber Lagasse. We have a great time, and it's the opportunity to do something that, you know, we thought wouldn't even be possible. And then last year, you know, we got the green light, and now it's this big thing that we're able to continue and amplify the work they're already doing.
Yeah, it's great work. So, Sean, I just, you know, again, this must be fun for you, again, not only to go and spend $10,000 with the sergeant to get toys for kids, the toys for tots, but what about the great experience working with the Marines as well for you? Because that's something you're so close to the military branches in terms of your members. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of what we do here, is that you're constantly working with different organizations, and the military is a huge part of what we do, whether it's active or veterans. And so that has been really rewarding. I mean, we're constantly engaging in different programs, whether it's commissioning of a ship, whether it's working with holding a veterans conference, veterans lunch, things of those natures. There's constantly new programs every week, every 2 weeks, where we're having the opportunity to give back to those who have served. Marines, Air Force, Army, Navy, it really kind of runs the gamut, and it's truly our honor to try and lend a hand and use our resources to help where we can.
Well, again, both of you, I thank you. Sergeant, would you mind, with Sean on from Service Credit Union, Sean, please, to your whole team, you know, everyone that works with us as well throughout the year on our stuff, please wish everyone a great, happy, healthy holiday season, and thank you. Staff Sergeant, can you run through one more time the final few weeks here, and anything else, Sean, you want to add, but Sergeant, on the drop-off stuff? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's been a great partnership. We appreciate it. We had fun shopping. Anytime anybody wants to drop off toys to participate with Toys for Tots, you can stop by any of our state police barracks during the week. We're running this campaign all the way up until December 8th. And our next couple Stuff a Cruiser events will be Saturday at the Walmart in Rochester from 10 to 2 and the Walmart in Guilford from 9 to 3.
Well, good stuff. And so, Sean, we asked both of you, what were the big items? That did you kind of tend to go for one type of toy more with $10,000 yesterday? It was pretty much trying to get you across the board.
We really try and go across the board. The beauty of the program is we work with so many different toy stores that all offer kind of a different thing, whether Toy City is like a wonderful, they have a little bit of everything. So you get to shop for all sorts, whether it's a scooter, it's puzzles, it's books, it's games.
Yeah.
You really can get a little bit of everything. That way you're ensuring, when it comes time for these toys to be distributed, that there's something for everyone, which is really the goal here.
And then finally, Sergeant, is there for the final drop-off, I remember each year from doing this, my show live the morning of, when we used to do the Toys for Tots more, but we still support it, obviously, and Service Credit Union, thank you, and the State Police, thank you, and Auto Fair. They're doing, by the way, I want to mention Auto Fair. When we were at the Auto Fair Honda, they had a brand-new Ridgeline truck in the showroom, and the back was filled up. People can drop off stuff at Auto Fair locations. They have six in our region. But real quickly, are there a particular age group that you're looking for more of? The Marines let you know where they're kind of looking for. I always remember it was the younger stuff.
Yeah, it seems that the younger folks are doing, everybody needs toys, but the younger folks are doing pretty well. Everybody thinks like a toy and like thinks like a toddler, but it's the teenage group that we have, you know, a challenge fulfilling. We just want to make sure we don't forget those kids in the early and mid-teens. You know, they're in need as well, so we would appreciate that.
Well, thank you both. And next time you can take J-Dog shopping if you have the $10,000 to spend. He loves toys. Thank you both very much. And our friends at Service Credit Union, the New Hampshire State Police, and Auto Fair. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.